Austin, first and goal inside the two. Whose decision was that?
Mine. Next question.
Bill, how do you explain what happened to Brian Hoyer in that game?
Yeah, it just wasn't good, Brian. You know, it just it's a combination of us having to do a better job coaching and, you know, execution all the way around, you know, on offense today wasn't very good.
There were reports pre-game that Clowney blew up after being
listed. Not true. Next question.
With Hoyer, you know, did you consider making a change?
No. No, I felt like no, Brian, I know what you're asking. I do. I did not consider that. I just felt like sticking with him was the right thing to do.
How serious of a Watt and Kevin Johnson is
it? I don't know, Jason. I just walked in here. The game just ended like 2 minutes ago. How the heck would I know that?
You're on the sideline.
Yeah, I have no idea, Jason. I don't get doctor's reports on the sideline. They tell me whether they're in or not. Yeah.
The opening kickoff, they return, and you guys are just behind it from the start. How disappointing and frustrating.
Yeah, it's disappointing. You never want to end this season this way. There were some good things this year, but to end it this way, you know, it's not a good feeling, you know. But, you know, we have to regroup and figure out how we can improve our team, improve the coaching, and you know, make sure that everybody knows we're all in it together. But, we obviously we have a long way to go here. You know, I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. You know, I just felt like the best thing to do was to stick with him.
I heard the last part of the first answer. You said you did not even consider it. How did you not consider it as poorly as he was playing?
Yeah, I just felt, Jerome, that the best thing for us, you know, in this game was to stick with him. I had named him the starter, and, you know, with the game plan and the amount of reps that Brandon had gotten during the week, which was basically nil, you know, I felt like the right thing to do was to stick with Hoyer. Yeah, no, it was a jumbo package, and we felt like it was going to work, and it didn't work, so that's on me.
Bill, do you have any issue with fans booing Brian Hoyer and chanting
Brandon Williams? No, I don't have it. Our fans are great. You know, our fans are fantastic, and when you're not playing well, they're going to let you know. It's a football city, and we're going to work really hard to, you know, put a better product on the field next year.
Your defense kept you in until late in the third quarter.
Yep. Well, I think, Jerome, you have to look at, you know, the whole picture. You know, I don't know if you can just put it on one guy. You know, yeah, did he make mistakes? No question about it. But, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of different things, starting with coaching. You know, we have to coach it better. And then, you know, I think everybody just had to do better. And we just weren't doing well enough. But I felt like at that time, during the whole game, I was going to stick with Brian. Again, the game just ended. Every year is different. You know, 2016 will be nothing like 2015 based on our schedule, our team, free agency, the draft. I mean, every year is different, and I have no idea what 2016 will look like, you know, 5 minutes after the game ends.
Bill, you had a tough time with Travis Kelce in the first game.
Yep. Yeah, you know, he's a good player. You know, they threw the ball well to him. We had a plan for him. At times it worked, and sometimes it didn't. You know, that's football, and we have to learn from it and try to fix it.
Bill, you guys have had injuries and some bad luck at the quarterback position the last 2 years, but also some instability, and there's no way around it with all the changes. How important is it to get to where you want to go to lock somebody in at quarterback moving forward with this franchise?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that are important, you know, and you know, not just that position. I think we have to look at everything, and that's what you do every season. You know, at the end of the year, you look at everything that you've done, and you start with yourself. You start with coaching, and you try to see where you can get better, and then you start with the roster, which is a combination of myself and Rick, and all those things that go into that with the personnel department and the coaching staff. So you look at everything. It's not just, you know, one thing. You know, it's there's a lot that goes into fielding a football team, and you know, obviously we have to get better.
The high was so high last week, you know, 2-5, 9-7, when AFC South. What's this feeling like right now?
That's terrible. You know, anytime you lose like this, that's what I just said to the team. You know, I just, it's not a good feeling to go out there in a playoff game and lose like this. Not good at all. And, obviously if, where we want to go, we have to get better. You know, we have to get better. I don't know what else to tell you guys. I mean, it's obvious. Again, I'll tell you for 50,000 times, you know, it starts with me. Got to get better. Got to figure out how to improve myself, which then I think will help improve the team. And, execution, quarterback, defense, offense, special teams, everything's got to get better, in my opinion. So that's what we're going to try to do.
You said early in the week, no stone unturned for you guys as coaching staff. Is this kind of a loss that'll linger?
Yeah, these losses, you know, I think you remember the losses, Jerome, more than you remember the wins, you know, as coaches, you know. And I think, hopefully we can use it to build on it, even though it was a bad day. Hopefully we can improve from the things that we didn't do well, whether it was preparation or execution or strategy or whatever it was. You know, we got to figure out how we can get better. No, I don't think he was close. You know, we talked about that, towards the end of the week, and, I felt terrible for him. I mean, he wasn't able to push off the foot and run, basically, you know, and really do the things that he was going to have to do in this game. So that was why we decided to try to give him another week if we were to, you know, obviously it didn't happen that way.
From your vantage point, I know you had to look at the film. What did you feel happened early in the game with special teams?
Well, the first play of the game was a touchdown return, which is just a horrible way to start the game. Have to look at the film, Jason. I think they double teamed our four or five, and they kicked out on the three, I think, or the two, and they ran it right up the middle. And we didn't win on the backside. And you know, we got to figure out how to coach it better and get the guys to execute it better.
Bill, this is a little bit of hindsight, but you mentioned at halftime that you were not okay, but all things considered, not being in a terrible spot down 13-0. You guys have 3rd and 10 in their territory. You run the screens of Hopkins and you punt. Is that a situation where you look back?
I think there's so much that goes into every play call, Mike. I think that, I could sit up here and dissect every play call, good and bad. And I think when it's 3rd and 10, what we had seen on film with their pass rush and things like that, we felt like the plays that we had were the right plays. And look, it didn't work out that way. So sometimes it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. Today it didn't work out at all. So, again, we have to figure out what we did wrong and try to get better. Well, I have to give them a lot of credit. I mean, they're a good football team. They've won 11 in a row now. They're certainly better than us. I have to give them all the credit in the world. Certainly, we made a lot of mistakes, turnovers, obviously, kickoff returns for touchdowns. You know, those things aren't good in a playoff game. But, obviously, with the way the score was, they're a better team than us. I don't know. I'm not in the reflective mood right now, to be honest with you. But, I'm proud of these guys. You know, I know it didn't go well today, and it's not a good way to end. But, I do like this team. I enjoyed coaching this team. But I'm not ready to reflect on anything, really.